This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying tuned. 7:19 on a wet Monday, 8th of August. Now, in about 30 minutes, we'll be speaking to Santoran Ellingham of Deloitte on the recently announced online tax. But in the meantime, let's talk about making stalking a crime. Because last Thursday, Malaysia finally made the move to make it a crime. This comes after amendments to the Penal Code and the Criminal Procedure Code, which were tabled for its first reading in Parliament. Under the Penal Code Amendment Act 2020, a new section 507A will be created for the crime of stalking.
Currently, many jurisdictions around the world have criminalized real-world stalking as well as cyber stalking. California became the first state in the US to criminalize stalking in 1992, followed by Singapore in 2040, and most recently South Korea last year. Back in 2013 and 2015, multiple women's groups came together and worked with the AG's chambers and other parties to criminalize stalking. And after 10 years, progress is being made. But is this anti-stalking bill enough to protect Malaysians against stalking?
For a deeper dive, we have on the line with us Yu Ren Chong, Deputy Executive Director of Women's Aid Organization. Good morning, Ren Chong. First off, now the anti-stalking bill has been tabled in Parliament. What are the notable amendments to this bill, though?
Great. So basically what the law does is two main things. The first thing it does is create a new offense of stalking. So but basically what this means is it defines what is stalking in law and sets out some kind of punishment for it. So basically the act said, the bill says, if someone does an act that, number one, is a so-called act of harassment, and there they have a list of things that may be considered acts of harassment, like following you, communicating with you, so on. And if that act causes fear, distress, alarm for your safety, and if that thing is repeated, then that constitutes stalking. So for example, somebody follows you from your home to your workplace. Somebody the next day calls you. Then they SMS you or message you 10, 20 times a day. And these things cause you fear or distress or alarm for your safety. Then that can be considered stalking. So the bill also then sets out punishment up to 3 years imprisonment, fine, or both if somebody is convicted of stalking. So that's the first thing that the bill does, and that's the Penal Code amendments. The second thing that the bill does, and this is a second bill called the Criminal Procedure Code amendment. So these two are existing criminal law. Basically, the bills just add some amendments to them. So the second thing the bill does is create what is called a protection order. So basically, if somebody is stalking you, you can obtain a protection order, and this can stop them from further stalking you or stop them from coming near to you. And if they do, and if you have a protection order, then the police can stop them, and then they can be jailed or imprisoned for breaking that protection order.
Now, on the day the bill was tabled, though, the Women's Aid Organization proposed three amendments to further improve the bill. Why did you propose those amendments?
So first thing to say is that the bill itself is quite robust, and it's something that WAO itself, we have been working with the government on this. So overall, we think it's quite good. But we do feel that, hey, you know, there are some things that are quite straightforward that we still can improve on. So the first is, currently the bill recognizes repeated forms of stalking. And that's actually quite important, because stalking is something that is repeated or is a course of conduct. It's not usually not a single act. But there are certain cases where a single act can constitute stalking if that act is continuous or so-called protracted. So for example, you're leaving your house. Then suddenly somebody you know who has been quite hostile to you in the past, maybe in long time ago, they've been abusive or something. Suddenly you see them in front of your house. Then that person then follows you all the way to wherever you're going for like half an hour or 1 hour. So that is one incident, right? You're following for one time, but it's continuous or protracted. It lasts for, you know, a long time. So that is a kind of a form of stalking that is not explicitly or not clearly recognized in the bill. And it's something that, you know, other jurisdictions for stalking, they would have this. That's the first. The second is, we feel the list of acts of harassment. So the bill contains this list, and it says, okay, stalking can include certain acts like following you, contacting you, loitering at your house or workplace, or giving you or sending you anything. So if these four things are done in a way that is causing you fear and repeated, then that is stalking. So those are just examples that the bill gives. But we're saying, you know, why don't we add a few more examples? And, you know, so we're proposing three things. Number one is doxing, or basically publishing material about you. The second is interfering with your property. And the third is spying or monitoring you. So these are, again, these are things that most other stalking laws in other countries, Singapore, New Zealand, UK, will have these things in their stalking law itself. And the third way we feel the bill can be improved is by looking at the protection orders. And currently, in the protection orders are, can only be in effect during investigation, the police investigation, and also during your court case. So if the if your case then proceeds to trial. So once that trial is over, or once the investigation is over, the protection order no longer has effect. So what we're saying is, why don't we enable courts to extend the protection order even beyond investigation or trial period when necessary? So for example, the court may find somebody, okay, you know, you are guilty of stalking. I'm not going to put you in jail, but I'm going to give you a fine of say 2,000 or 3,000 ringgit or whatever it is. Then the court can say, look, but I'm also I'm not going, maybe I won't send you to jail, but I'm going to extend this protection order so that if you do anything further, then action can be taken on you right away.
Okay. The other thing we noticed that the bill doesn't actually mention cyber stalking explicitly. So, you know, and of course, social media stalking is increasingly common. So does the bill cover this at all?
Yes, it does. So basically what the bill says, and again, this in its list of acts of harassment, they include terms like by any means, in any manner. So for example, communicating or attempting to communicate with a person in any manner or by any means. So that includes whether it's communicating with you in person, by the phone, on WhatsApp or on social media. The other example on the list is giving or sending anything to a person in any manner or by any means. So these are things that include both physical world as well as online. Things like, you know, following a person in any manner, those things could potentially be interpreted as mostly physical. But the bill does include online or cyber stalking. But what, you know, going back to our point on adding into that list other forms of stalking, cyber stalking that are quite common, for example, doxing or publishing a statement that is about you. It could be information about you. It could be information about your identity or address or so on. Or it could be information that is purported to come from you. So somebody claims to be you and they publish information online. So these things are not in the bill as of yet, and we think they should be added.
And so, you know, based on the study that WAO had conducted in 2020, a third of Malaysians have experienced acts associated with stalking. So in your assessment, right, do you think this bill will solve the problem?
So our survey, this is a joint survey done by WAO and VAST.AI. We found that a third of Malaysians experienced stalking, which caused them fear. And this includes 39% of women. So it is quite a high number, although we have to say it's not, you know, other countries where studies do exist also show quite high levels of prevalence. So we hope that with this bill, you know, of course, solving any problem is, you know, the law is only one part of it. But at least with this bill, what we feel is that, number one, of course, if you are being stalked, then, you know, there is that protection. There is that you know, law you can go to that will provide you with legal help. That's number one. But we also hope that this will help prevent stalking. And if and when we have this law, it will send a message, number one, that stalking is wrong. And number two, if you do stalk, you will be held accountable. So we hope that the bill also plays this kind of educational and deterrent message.
Ranjong, why do you think stalking is so widespread in this country then, based on your study? Is there an underlying social issue that needs to be addressed?
You know, it could be the case. You know, our study, you know, again, just to say our study is just one study. So, you know, we may need further analysis to prove that we are in fact higher than other countries. And you know, as I said, other countries where studies do exist also show quite high levels of stalking. But yes, I think, you know, that's a valid question that society we should be asking ourselves, why is it such that stalking levels are quite high in our country? Mm-hmm. But you know, from as a first step, as an initial step, I think this law is something that will help. This law is something that is needed. You know, it's going to be passed hopefully in the next Parliament sitting this year.
Yes.
And we hope with this law, you know, we will send that message that stalking is wrong and it's not acceptable.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Yu Ren Chong, Deputy Executive Director at Women's Aid Organization, giving us an update on the anti-stalking bill. Up next, the 55th ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting happening in Phnom Penh. That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.